Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Josh.
How we doing? First of all, I want to shout out Carson making this hat. I did not wear it on the walk-in today. I did not see it in my locker. Hand up. I take accountability for that, but got it on now. So thanks, Carson.
Well, you told us on Wednesday that this was it like any other game. Does it feel like any other game with the way that you guys played and the team that you beat?
I mean, yeah, they're the pinnacle of what you want your franchise to be. They've been that for the last 8 years. Anytime you get a chance to play, you know, the best, and you can come away with a victory, you're going to be feeling pretty good. There's a lot to be happy about, but like I alluded to earlier this week, it's never as good, never as bad as you think. So got some stuff to clean up. We'll wash this one tomorrow and get rid of it.
Josh, you was over 75% throwing. I mean, only three incompletions. You got three incompletions to clean up, but just kind of talk about how he was able to get into a rhythm today.
Yeah, I think Joe did a good job of scripting some stuff early on. Couple bad pocket movements by me, taking a couple sacks that I shouldn't have. There's some stuff to clean up. That the stat sheet might not say it, but some stuff to clean up.
Did you take a breath in those last 22 seconds?
Oh, absolutely not. No. Again, that's Mahomes. You know, everybody knows his greatness and what he's meant to this sport. You never know what's going to happen with the ball in his hands, but I'm proud of how our defense played there at the end.
Josh, when you guys play, it's always you and Pat is the conversation. But in this game, there were so many unlikely heroes and players that stepped up. Who stands out to you as some of those guys?
I think offensively, again, our O-line did a great job. We got a 100-yard rusher, against the Chiefs, which does not happen too often at all. The way that James ran the ball tonight was awesome. I thought Elijah's catch there on second down, that flag route, was a really, really tough catch. He's been working his tail off, blocking in the run game, doing everything right in practice, and he had some opportunities. Had an opportunity tonight, and he made the most of it, so very, very happy for him.
Josh, you out here playing football. You never knew that you broke the record today for most touchdowns for a quarterback in NFL history. I know this is probably the first time you heard about that. That's my guy Kevin let you know. But what does that mean to you for breaking such a record?
It means I'm doing my job. That's all it means.
You had mentioned last week you were talking about happy feet or maybe too much energy. Is that similar when you're talking about the sacks?
I could have easily stayed in the pocket and tried to progress through. And getting a little antsy there in the pocket, but it's. Again, going back to trusting my feet, trusting the 10 guys on the field, and just working through some progressions.
I know that this is 28 points and you win the game, and three completions was mentioned. But did you feel even with all that there's some meat left on the bone?
For sure. It's never, like I said, it's never as good, never as bad as you think. But we're gonna be happy about winning football games in the NFL.
Josh, good balance out there today. What was it like to make sure that y'all was, hitting all cylinders, especially on third down today? How important was it?
Yeah, I mean, it talks to our guys. Locking in, having a really good week of practice, that's where it starts. We got to continue to carry this over into the next week.
Josh, talk about Dalton Kincaid's performance today. I mean, he's not out there a lot. There's a lot of snaps where he's not out there. But when he is out there, it looks like you are getting him involved. Just talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, he's an absolute stud. Continues to get better and better. And I feel like each week he's getting better and he's getting healthier, which is awesome. So it kind of shows you the type of player that he is and can be. He's going to continue to progress, and my relationship and my trust in him is only going to continue to grow.
Josh, this, you
know early in the game when it's kind of clicking, when you're on that? Can you tell half of the first quarter this is going to be one of those?
Yeah. You know, to be candid, it's, yeah, you feel it in your mechanics sometimes, or at least I do. I can't speak for every other quarterback, but early on in the game, you know when you're, I call it slotted, where the ball's coming out of your hand is as good as you really want it. I've been working really hard over the last couple of weeks trying to get back into that feeling, and felt like I had a good feeling early on in this game.
How'd you guys find answers to their man coverage?
Again, guys doing their job, doing what they're supposed to do, making plays. I think Joe giving us answers, and yeah, it's great.
What are the advantages of being able to run under center and then build a passing game off of that, the run success?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's extremely hard for defenses to combat that, and, you know, you want to commit to one thing or another, but, you know, given the guys that we have, I think we have a really good opportunity to be really good at both. But, again, it starts with our O-line and James Cook.
I know you're doing a bunch of stuff on the sideline while the game is going on, but did you see any of the plays from Cole or Max that were pretty notable in this game?
I mean, I think, obviously, if you're talking about the one running down the sideline with Worthy on the go ball, yeah, that's why we got Max here, you know, to be able to run and make some plays for us. And I thought Cole played outstanding tonight. But our D-line had a tremendous game, I felt like, just getting pressure on their quarterback.
When there's a run-mix balance, you talk about being in a rhythm, and how did this game feel in that regard of the mix of not only run-pass, but how the distribution of the ball?
Yeah, again, just trying to go out there and execute each and every given play call, trusting what Joe's calling. Again, if it's something underneath that's open, just take it early, especially early. But finding completions and just trying to stay in front of the sticks.
Does it feel like it's evolving?
Or yeah.
How can you put into words like where you are, just in how you view the offenses?
Well, we feel like this is more of who we are. You know, let James go and do what he does. Be able to run some play action, again, finding completions, and when we need to drop back, you know, especially on third down, we got the guys capable to go make plays for us.
Big win
last
here.
Last one for Josh.
Big win for Kansas City, but how do you guys build off of this here?
Yeah, just continue to carry it over in this week's practice. Learn from this tape and get ready for next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
What the score?
He's talked to family.
All right, y'all hit me.
Come on.
All right, hit me.
Hit you.
Sorry, guys.
So, James, so what is it like getting a big win versus Kansas City today?
You know, I mean, tough game, you know. Just getting a victory over those guys is always meaningful.
I know you're used to it by now, but what was it like seeing Josh tonight and the way that the passing game was going?
It opened up a lot of things, you know. When you get better to throw the ball efficient, and, you know, the run game is there. So, you know, just hand-to-hand is always good.
James, the Rock has said that you had to get your ankle looked at early in the game. Just how are you feeling, and how did that impact anything?
See you next week.
I mean, how was it, you know, you got Josh that's got great balance, he's in a good rhythm, and now you rushing over 100 yards. How deadly could this offense be when y'all both clicking in on cylinders that way?
It could be great, you know. It's a lot of things we can clean up, and, you know, in our offense. Left a lot of points out there. So, you know, just going back to practice on Monday, Tuesday, and, you know, fixing the team.
So close with other running backs, what are you seeing from Ty's touchdown
tonight? You know, just giving those guys that confidence, you know, just letting them know that it's not always about me. And, you know, when they numbers call, they on point.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Felt like a breakout game for you. What do you make of just your performance and how you did tonight?
Yeah, felt good. I'm told I could have had a couple, maybe could have gotten the ball there on one of those PBUs. But I feel good. I was excited about it. Excited to get the win. But yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Talk us through some of those PBs. Just what were you seeing? How were you able to make those plays?
Yeah. The one on the motions on the third down, just kind of film study, you know, saw a play versus Chargers where he spit it out there pretty quick, so being able to know that he's potentially going to throw that ball and then being able to make a play on the fourth down and then just trying to do my 111 through say, and then if the ball comes to you, make the play.
When you have back-to-back plays like that, what does that do for your confidence?
Yeah, it feels good. Guys are fired up. I was fired up. So, I mean, being able to get off the field there was huge.
Their speed call was one of the big talking points coming into this thing. How do you guys think you handled that?
You just mean their overall speed?
Just their overall speed, how dangerous they are.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they have a ton of weapons. I haven't looked at the stats or anything, so I don't know exactly how what their yards were or anything like that. But I feel like we did a good job. Towards the end, obviously, they had a couple plays. But being able to just stay on top of everything as a safety and just try to keep everything in front of you.
They're 4th and 17. I mean, if this thing goes a little different, that's the play that we're all going to look at.
For sure.
How disappointing was that play?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anytime they get it on a fourth down, especially in that situation from that deep. Again, got to look at the film to see exactly what we can do to correct that. But fortunately, we were able to get it done still.
And you're in. Talk about the impact of Max Harrison, too.
Yeah, that was an awesome play. I was working my way over there, and I was super excited when I saw him get it. But yeah, I mean, it's hard coming in hurt, missing time and everything, being able to get back up to speed, but he's done great. He's always in there studying and everything, so being able to see him make a play was awesome.
Tell
us a bit about the communication among the back end of the defense, because there were lots of situations where guys were in different places and different downs, and
yep.
How you managed all that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially with the stadium being loud, that's something. Is a big point of emphasis for us in the back end, but just being able to make sure everybody's on the same page. If there's guys moving positions and everything, with whether that's injuries or whatever, just trying to make sure everybody knows the call, and if you're changing coverages, making sure you have everybody's attention and things like that.
Well, it's probably not fair, but whenever the Bills and the Chiefs play each other, a lot of people talk about Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. But how gratifying is it to be part of the defense that was able to, you know, get that additional stop on a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes?
I mean, it was awesome. Like I said, guys were super excited for it. Kind of like you said, obviously the media, everything makes it into a big game, but we try to always say, like, there's no big games, you know, try to attack every game the same, and I feel like we did a good job of that.
When could you breathe a sigh of relief? Did it happen? Like,
I mean, not really until the very end. I know on the second to last play we got it, saw there's 3 seconds left, so I had to just execute one more down.
Did you feel anything different this week of practice, or was your performance tonight just kind of what you've been building towards all season, if that makes sense?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say anything was different. I mean, I've been diligent in trying to stick to my process and everything and the preparation. So being able to go out and make a couple plays was exciting.
How crucial was that stretch of plays for you guys at the end of the first half? Were you able to keep them out of the end?
Yeah. I mean, it was big. Game could have been way different if they score there, so being able to get off the field was big.
And what did you see on the third down play? Guys declined the penalty, and then you actually had a pass breakup on the next play. But what did you see on that initial third down play?
Before, a little more specific? Sorry.
He rolled out to his left. It was like immediately you broke it up. You like cut in front of him,
mm-hmm.
and then you broke it down, and then the next play, I think you had a pass
breakup. Yeah. That was the one I mentioned. Yeah. Just chasing the motion, being able to anticipate that the ball might go there, and just get downhill on it. Guys were saying that maybe if I got my head back, that's an interception opportunity, but just running after the man and hopefully maybe get your head back next time.
Knowing Dalton so well and the work he puts in, what was it like to see his night tonight?
Oh, it's all. Every time he gets in the end zone, I'm super excited. Like, I mean, you guys know we're buddies in college, so playing together is awesome. Seeing him succeed is awesome. The tight ends and DBs kind of sit in like a similar area, so we're always kind of congratulating each other, trying to keep each other going, so it's cool.
Cole, you did a pretty good job against Travis Kelsey. What type of challenge is?
Yeah, I mean, a big challenge, obviously. He's been doing it for a really long time, super smart. I mean, I'm sure if you guys watch, you see the stuff he does, being able to sit down in zones and everything, and there's still things that he got that we can improve on, so just being able to try to limit him and that offense as much as we can.
Did you get banged up on that play at all when you guys collided and you both ended up going to the locker room before halftime?
No, I was just trying to. I was getting an IV, actually.
Okay.
I heard the people down my shoulder. I was fine. I was just going to get an IV. Yep, thank you guys.
tape this release up to
add it all the way, right?
Yeah. So I believe a few of us spoke to you on Wednesday, and we asked you about playing against Patrick Mahomes, and I think you made a comment, like, I want to intercept Patrick Mahomes. And then it happened. Did, you know, it live up to maybe the hope and the expectation?
Yeah, honestly, just, you know, earlier in that week when we talked, me just manifesting it, you know, just putting it in the air and then just trusting God the rest of the way. You know, I go out there, I pray before every drive, and I just play with confidence and play free, knowing that I'm protected by God. And he came through, man. I got my first interception on Pat Mahomes.
What was the defense you guys? Was it straight man-to-man?
No, so that was actually in the zone concept, but it's a zone where we kind of make it look like man and then kind of fall back, and really just trusting what I saw from their two-minute drive in the first half, knowing that they will come back to it at the end of the game. Just trusting what I see, being at the right spot, doing my 111, and the ball found me.
What did you see from Cole tonight?
Man, Cole was flying around. Cole, I had about 10 PBUs tonight. But it was cool seeing Cole fly around, man. Like, and even all week in practice, he was flying around. So I knew he was poised to have a good game. And, man, it's just so fun out there playing with those guys like Cole and everybody else on defense. Man, it's just fun.
What was working for this defense tonight in general? You know, you guys came into the game banged up, did a lot on your plates, but were able to get those big stops. Just what worked for this defense?
Honestly, just trusting one another, doing our 111, trusting the guy to the left, trusting the guy to the right, and then just playing fast and playing free.
Max, what was it like for you to play here for the first time?
Yeah, first time playing here, man. I won't lie, beginning of the game, I was a little nervous, but I'm like, hey, you know, I'm here for a reason. You know, Bills Mafia is the best, and I was happy to be able to play in front of him.
Max, how gratifying is a game like tonight, you know, like interception, given the offseason, the injury, and, you know, how long it took for you ultimately to make your debut?
Honestly, you know, games like this is the games that, you know, I prayed for growing up. This game that, as a little kid, you wanted to be a part of. And the fact that I was a part of this game tonight, man, was like truly like a dream come true. And then, you know, speaking of camp, you know, getting injured, missing, you know, first couple games of the season, really just relying on the guys on the team, man. They kept me going. They kept me up. And just being back out here, they keep me confident, man. So I love being a part of this team, man. It's really a brotherhood.
Yeah, you came in to the league. They drafted you because you were one of the fastest guys in this draft this year. Did you realize against this team, as fast as they are, confidence level in your speed? Did you feel like now you know you can play at this level against guys that fast in this league?
Yeah, so I knew coming into this game that they got straight up, they got about four or five receivers that could just go. And then having Worthy, who just set the record last year or whatever. And then just knowing what to expect and just being confident because I ran a fast 42, so I know I feel confident with running with anybody, and a game like tonight will really, like, prove that.
Max, with so many young guys playing big roles on this defense, what does a game like this against a team and a quarterback like that do for this group moving forward in terms of confidence?
Honestly, it just shoots you through the roof. Like, you know, we take every game as, you know, as a big game, but, like, just to do that tonight, to finish, to close out the game, man, it was just – just one of them games that you just love, bro, that you just dream to be a part of.
All right, thank you.
Thank you,
Max.
Thanks, Max. No, hey, great win. Again, a great environment. Crowd was just awesome. That's a long game right there, and back and forth. Some really high highs and some things we want back. So we can learn from those, but they stayed right in there with us. Great team win. A lot of guys stepped up, maybe that, you know, haven't been playing as much due to the injuries, and they did a great job. Just the back and forth, the journey of a game, kind of like the journey of a season. And I think we learned a little bit about ourselves today. We're not where we need to be, but I saw the team come together when it got tough. I mean, the momentum changed. Couple different parts of the game, which was going to happen, and they stood right, they stood tall. So, staff, great job by them, both offense, defense, and special teams, putting together a good plan. Josh Allen was phenomenal. That doesn't happen alone. The O-line, receivers, they all did a great job. The blocking in the run game, and what James Cook was able to do. That line of scrimmage, as we talked before, was huge. On the other side of the ball, defensively, the D-line led us right there. And then we were able to do some things with our rushing coverage working together, which was good to see, and affect the quarterback a little bit there. Good to see Max get the interception. You know, you got to think about it's only his second game in the NFL. This is a pretty big introduction to the NFL here, this type of game. So really proud of him, and you know, just overall a good win for us. Michael Hoyt, I know he got injured, but he brought some things to our team, and it was good to have him out there. So maybe I left somebody out here, but overall good win.
With it comes to Josh and everything that he's done, sometimes the stats get a little overwhelming because he's got so many big ones. But at least for me, sometimes there's a name that pops up and it makes you think. He passed Earl Campbell today for career rushing touchdown.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
What was the historical standpoint? Or just what can you've been asked about him so many times. Is there anything that changes in terms of the superlatives you can talk about this guy?
I mean, just he's an incredible player, incredible human being, and to be able to, someone was asking me the other day about his impact on our community. Everybody sees the talent. Everybody sees, hurtling defenders, scrambling around, making great throws, and I think that is awesome. What's just as important, if not more important to a community, in my estimation, is who he is as a person and the impact he's made on this community, and you don't find that everywhere, right? He's a phenomenal player, and he's got high character, and that comes from his family, of course, and God. It's a real, to me, moment in Buffalo to watch him, and for the kids, the young people in this community to watch him, how he handles himself, certainly how he plays, and you see these kids with his jersey on, and rightfully so. And I stand by him. Because he's that person, right? He's certainly a great player. Easy to stand by a great player, but you stand by a person who is both, and he deserves all the accolades that he gets.
Sean, do you have any clarification on Michael Hoyt's prognosis? And just assuming he's not going to be playing in the short term.
Yeah, so he tore his Achilles. He'll be out.
He tore his Achilles.
Yeah, so he'll be out. Unfortunately,
given what he gave you in Carolina and what he gave you through three quarters tonight, how big a loss is that?
It's a big loss. You know, I thought he gave us a certain level of toughness, smarts, knowing how to play the game. And, we got to find somebody else that's going to step up. And that's, we've been kind of one of those years we've been tasked with doing that. And tonight you saw it again. So you can never replace one player. That said, it's about the team. And so it's, we got to continue to figure out how we can manufacture wins at this point and just who's next up. And that's why we continue to tell the guys who may not be playing yet, make sure you're ready, because the team moves through the year, right, with games being played, and these players that aren't playing have to keep up, and so they're ready to go. So we'll see where that leads us this week.
Sean, you talk a lot about the standard for your defense. The first half in Atlanta wasn't up to what you normally do. What's changed since then?
Just the attitude, I believe. Attitude. That's a key step in everything, right, is attitude and understanding how we want things done. And that takes time.
Sean, attitude on the field or attitude in – it sounded like you're saying in preparation, or what do you mean by that?
I think attitude on the field. Not that it was bad. It's just at another level right now. And you got to be nasty if you want to play good defense. If you're not tough as a defense, what do you got, right? If you want to play finesse defense, that doesn't work. So I'm really proud of the staff defensively, led by Bobby, and then the way that the guys have embraced that attitude and that nastiness.
Are you playing a larger role, Coach?
We
need to be more active.
About the same. Yeah, about the same.
Sean, where have you seen growth from Cole Bishop? He finished tonight.
Yeah.
I think four passes defended, seven total tackles.
Yeah, you saw tonight. I felt Cole out there. I mean, you could making big plays. You could sense his speed, and then he was popping some people out there, and that's again a journey of a young player who is taking steps in the right direction. So, and it's because of his preparation more than anything. And I think more than, you know, when you get more and more experience, like anything in life, you start to a little bit more understand what it's going to take, what the job description is, and so he's going to continue to grow for us here.
Sean, Josh said early on that there are certain games where he knows he's feeling it. Dawson Knox said, "No, I can tell." Is there something that you sense from Josh early in a game when you know that you're going to be able to ride that?
Part of my job is to read our offense and as it relates to going for it or fourth down or not, and right away you could tell. Again, talk about attitude and mindset. I mean, the way we were running the football in that first series, James Cook, the O-line, you could just see we were our pads were in this direction. You know, it was a forward lean on our offensive line and a forward lean on our offense, Josh included. And when he's rolling like that, I know he's vibing, and we go. It gives me a chance to, it gives us more of a chance to be aggressive on fourth downs. So it's. He is he's an elite competitor.
Hey, Sean, so for as much as you've played Mahomes and as great of a player as he is, was there anything different in your approach this week in facing him, or what was the key objective to get the result that he had today?
Yeah. Well, if I knew, I would have done it X amount of games ago, honestly. No, we're just, I mean, you know, Andy, Matt Nagy, their coaching staff, Spags, Dave Tobe on the special teams end. It's a great team, and they're very well coached. It's not happened by accident that they've been to where they've been to and won the games that they've won. So, you know, all you try and do is put a lot of time into it, and the results sometimes are variable. So, I thought overall on the whole we played a good solid football game tonight, and I think that's the most. You know, wins are great. But our level of play tonight was at a level that I was happy with.
Sean, you mentioned Harrison at the start. He's out there running stride for stride with Worthy, and then, you know, he was smiling pretty wide when he was in here talking about his first career interception is off Mahomes. I mean, what a moment for him. If you had a chance to talk with him, what
you I just passed him actually on the way in here. Yeah. So, yeah, he was on his way out smiling ear to ear. He's got a bright smile, right? He brings a lot of energy. And if you just go back to – you know, his journey when he was hurt, a couple down days maybe, rightfully so, but his character also shone through in terms of getting himself mentally where he needed to be, doing what he could, even though he couldn't do a lot, and then just staying positive. Positive energy goes a long way, and I thought the training staff did a great job of bringing him along the right way and getting him back, and then his work with, you know, behind the scenes with our DB coaches and some of the veteran players as well that have helped him. Well, that's huge.
I know the Chiefs didn't have much time after that field goal hit the upright, but what did you see from your defense, you know, to finish off that game?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of knew where the situation would bring us if we ran the ball and tried to kick the field goal there. So they were talking about it, you know, on the headset the whole time. I was really on with the offense. So, you know, they were preparing the whole time, and then it paid off. You know, situationally, it paid off. We have certain calls for certain situations, and I thought, you know, the call at the end there and the way that they were able to pull Patrick up there was, you know, affected the ability to throw it deeper. So,
Sean, understanding this was only Cole's 12th NFL start, you know, there's been some criticism about the slow development of the time. Have you seen what we saw tonight from him? Practice, maybe even leading up to this, just for
There's flashes. You know, when you, again, for most young players, you know, games are one thing, but practices are another. It's so valuable for them to practice because that's where they get their reps, that's where they make their mistakes. You know, even it's awesome, you know, a couple of, you know, Max, I'll single out Max. We ran a play the other day at practice a couple times because he hadn't seen it yet in terms of the defense we were in, and so it was just, hey, we got to see it again. He needs to see it again, and then we teach, we slow it down, and no different for Cole. It's and you name the name, young player. That's what you got to do. And again, that's where the veterans come in, and then these guys having the right mindset to learn and to grow.
You often preach about affecting the quarterback. Just how did you see that play out?
Awesome.
Tonight?
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to do it. I mean, you know, Patrick is a once in a lifetime player, and so difficult to beat. And when he stands back there and he's not affected, it's for that type of quarterback, it's almost like 7-on-7. So the rushing coverage did a really good job tonight, and it started by winning early down so we could get him in those some of those third longs.
I think in that the 4th-and-17 conversion, they had a certain protection where they pulled the guard that circled back as Mahomes was like getting out of the pocket. Have you ever seen a team do something like that where they pull a guard back out of the formation?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you see some of that. It's, you know, it was a huge play, you know, right there. So give them credit. They executed, and we got to find a better answer there. But that was a huge momentum change in the game, I felt like. But I applaud our team, stood tall again, and that's what you got to do. You got to have that type of mentality, that type of attitude.
I'm not sure if Patrick had any rushing yards. He seemed like he was doing a good job kind of knowing where he was at all times and keeping him contained. How important was that in your defensive game?
Yeah, huge. He does a really good job of, it seems like this year coming into the game, at least he was running more than ever, or maybe like the playoffs, you know, on the playoff runs they've been on. So, you know, we were aware of it and try to do our best to manage it. I don't think you're ever going to stop it, but I thought we were in some situations where we could do our best to manage it, and the guys executed. So that's some of where the rush and coverage were working together.
Sean, was Terrence Johnson injury long-term, day-to-day, did he have a chance to play in this game?
No chance to play in the game. I'm not really sure on the length of the injury at this point. So I know we're just taking it 1 week at a time right now.
Sean, was there any consideration of punting there at the end, or was it always field goal just based on where you were?
Field goal, or I was going to go for it. We were going to go for it. So, I mean, you get it against a team like this, you got to find a way to try and put them away. You know, they're so good. They can score so fast. We saw the drive before half. And then 4th-and-17, I mean, that's a, you know, I think I was with Andy years ago. We had like 4th-and-20-something, 28, was it?
26.
In the playoff game against Green Bay. Right.
Freddie Mitchell. Speaking of right before the half, after they make that big completion, you call a timeout. Was that pretty automatic at that point, or did it have something to do with personnel and just how you managed the possibility of what happened? You kept them out of the end zone?
Yeah, that was a huge series, if you will, or sequence down there tight. I mean, I think it was 3 plays down there, and that first play, the run defense stood up, because I think that's that made him burn the timeout. Then we went two pass plays in a row consecutively there, and we kind of had a feel, you know, with the situation not having timeouts, I got to go to the end zone twice there. So we stood up. Those guys did a great job, executed. Defensive staff had a great plan there.
To clarify on Michael Hoyt, when the cart came out and then left for him, was that his choice to call?
Yes, how about that? Right, he wanted to see the game. You know, that's just awesome. I feel terrible for him.
Sean, every last few years, you've seen the Chiefs again. What do you do? Do you just put this aside now is what you got to do, but in your mind, you know this could be the first of two again with that?
We got to move forward. I understand what you're saying, but we got to move forward. It's time to turn the page after tonight, wake up tomorrow morning, turn the page, and get on to the Dolphins.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.